Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring news, interviews, music, and events on the vegan evolution revolution. Happening worldwide for peace, health, sustainability, and egalitarianism. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, nor its management. We're celebrating World Vegan Day with an interview with Judy Carman, a vegan author based in Kansas. We'll be discussing Judy's new book, Homo Ahimsa, Who We Really Are, and How We're Going to Save the World. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by Judy Carman. Judy's joining us via Skype in Kansas. And she's fascinating. She's an author and an activist and an educator. There's so much, and I'm greatly honored. Thank you, Judy, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Hi, Marlene, and hi, everybody listening in. I'm thrilled to be here. I just have admired Marlene, and I've admired your show for so long. So I'm just very, very honored to be here that you invited me. So thanks so much.
Thanks. And Judy, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, okay. I have been an activist for a very, very, very long time. And I started out, back in the 70s when kind of all the activism was kind of melded together. We were anti-nuke and for animals and for the environment and for the tall grass prairie and all these things. And then as time went on, and vegetarian, by the way, which was very interesting. A lot of peace activists and environmental activists were vegetarian back then. And that's kind of shifted, as everybody knows. But I think it's shifting back. But now it's shifting to veganism. I have written some books. I wrote Peace to All Beings back, I think, around 2001. And in that book, I coined the term Homo Ahimsa as the being that we really are. Ahimsa means non-violence, non-harm in Sanskrit. And I love that word so much. And I think a lot of people are learning what it really means. And veganism is ahimsa in action and love in action. It's all connected. It's to do no harm to anyone, to the earth, to the animals, to people. So anyway, I coined that term thinking, let's talk about who we can really be. And then as things kept getting more dire, as we all know, in the environment and around the world with human rights and animals, I began to feel a calling to write a book, write just specifically about Homo Ahimsa. What does that mean? How can we get there? How can we reveal ourselves as Homo Ahimsa and leave behind all the violence that we have imparted to this world? So I wrote Homo Ahimsa. I started it the summer before COVID started, and which was last March, and I finished the book right about that time that the whole COVID lockdown started, and all the fear that came with it. And so I felt like maybe that's why I was so compelled to write this book, and I felt like I needed to get it out there really quickly too. And so it came out in this summer, and I added a few comments about the pandemic in the book because I was just finishing it up when the pandemic started. So I was kind of amazed when all this started with the pandemic because I had just finished this book, and I thought, oh my goodness, this is why I wrote this book, because it the pandemic and all that was happening from that seemed to bring out all these issues to people who hadn't even been thinking about it for maybe their whole lives. The tremendous devastation that human beings, Homo sapiens, has done to the earth and to animals. And if you have been studying it, listeners, if you have been studying what has been going on in the environment, you know what I'm talking about, that the water pollution, the air pollution, desertification, and the taking down and burning of the rainforests, all for animal agriculture. And this all started about 10,000 years ago, as near as we can tell from anthropological studies. Before that, people were foragers and were not confining animals and breeding them and treating them so cruelly.
We're listening to vegan author Judy Carman, author of Homo Ahimsa, Our Transformation from Homo Sapien into Homo Ahimsa. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. We're listening to the music of Joseph Peck, a vegan musician in California. This is Conscious Gratitude. And now we'll continue with our interview with Judy Carman.
When we started animal agriculture, war started at the same time. And along with war came kings and hierarchies and domination from just the idea that we could dominate whoever we want. And the more powerful people became, the more that idea stuck. And so we ended up with, about 10,000 years ago, with a situation where animal agriculture, war, and pandemics all got started. And Homo sapiens went from there. And the destruction and the violence that came out of that, we are seeing the results of it now. And so to me, in the message from the pandemic, in a way, is wake up. We have to wake up now. And in my book, in the book Homo Ahimsa, the one I'm talking about that I just finished, that I go through a list of a lot of things that, a lot of statistics, things that are happening, things that from the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, for example, saying that the massive loss of populations of wildlife is already damaging the ecosystems that we need, and a lot of dire predictions about how long we actually have to actually survive as a species ourselves. And I know a lot of people out there are thinking about this and worrying about this, and my grandchildren are thinking about this as well, and I want to be able to tell them that I did something about this. And I think we're all feeling that now, that we've got to do something and to turn this ship around that we're heading in such a dire direction. So, but the beautiful, beautiful thing about my hope is that we have the capability of becoming a creature. It's difficult to talk about because we are so we're so used to all this violence, but I think that the pandemic that's happening now is, like I said, waking people up to go, wow, we are in trouble. Now, what's happening right now is that there's tremendous amount of confusion. there's information all over the place that you can come up with all sorts of different conclusions. And as we all know, it's causing divisions in the vegan community, but, you know, all over the world among people, divisions that are becoming extremely kind of almost frightening, and a lot of hatred, a lot of violent speech, and a lot of, as we know, a lot of information that we can't even say certain things, or we will be shut down on Facebook and places like that. So this is just adding to the fear that's going on in the world. And so my main message in the book, which is the subtitle is Who We Really Are and How We're Going to Save the World, is to understand who we really are. We are beings of love. We are fully capable of compassion and love for all the earth and all the animals and each other. And if we look at this pandemic as a war against some sort of bacteria or virus or sickness or the fear of death or the fear of being sick, then we're looking in the wrong direction. What we need to be looking at is how we can work together, not against an enemy, but in order to create a new world of peace and harmony with all of nature and all the animals. And this is where the vegan message comes in so strongly, because as the vegans who are listening in, you all know that is the entire key to reversing the damage, the destruction, and the violence that's going on. Once we eliminate animal agriculture, which is, you know, what veganism basically does, is eliminates animal agriculture. Once we do that, the healing that will take place fairly quickly will be phenomenal. And the waters that have been so polluted by the medicines that have been injected into these animals and their feces and urine and all of the poisons that have been put on their feed, and all of these terrible things, the fish that have been fed to farmed animals who are herbivores, all of this, these things will stop. And what we've learned is that by going vegan, by becoming plant-based in what we eat, it changes us on a very deep spiritual level, and we become much more compassionate toward everyone. And that helps get us on that trajectory towards living as Homo Ahimsa, who we really are. And one of the reasons that I claim that we are basically good, loving creatures that have just been taught to live in a violent way is that every religion that I know of so far has some version of the Golden Rule. And that Golden Rule basically says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And, of course, they stop short with just human beings. But we know that doesn't work. It has to be extended out to all of nature, all the animals, and then we can really progress as a species and survive as a species, because then we will be treating the entire world with love.
You're listening to Judy Carman in Kansas. You're tuned in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Judy.
This is Brother David from Souls Arising, letting you know that our Souls Arising will be on each and every Sunday morning on WCUW 91.3 FM Worcester. Looking forward to giving you great gospel music, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. each and every Sunday morning.
Hi, this is
the Boys in Boys Come to Worcester.
You're listening to WCUW
91.3 FM. Worcester.
Like different kinds of music? Like to know more about it? Tune into Season Stems with Rick Hendra every Saturday morning from 6 till 9 a.m. Music for the mind and body.
Welcome back from the break. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in. Vegan Nation airs every week, every Thursday, 4:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time on WCUW 91.3 FM. Worcester Community Radio. And listen online at WCUW.org. Soon we'll continue our conversation with vegan author Judy Carman in Kansas.
Okay, fine. We've been through a pandemic. We've been through numerous pandemics. We've been through wars. We've been through animal agriculture. We see that these things are all linked together, and we're going to stop them now. And the beautiful, beautiful thing is that simply by not buying products from animal agriculture, we stop that right there in its tracks. And that was one of the main things that started wars, pandemics, and the idea that it's okay for us to dominate whoever we want to dominate. That comes to a screeching halt. And then the golden rule, which has been the ideal of humanity, evidently, if we look at all these religions, then that will begin to flower, and we will begin to see, oh, the reason we had that golden rule was because that was our guide to creating heaven on earth. And so anyway, in my book, I do have it divided into two sections. The why. Why do we need to become Homo ahimsa? Well, we have to if we're going to survive as a species and help other species survive. But the second section is how. And that is something that is on, I think, everybody's mind now. How? How do we proceed from here? How do we make it so there are no more pandemics, no more cruelty, no more violence? I think if we asked everyone on the planet those questions, they would all say, yeah, tell me how. Let's do that. We have to do that. We can't go on like we have been going on. So part two is the how to transcend to our true nature. It is our true nature to be loving and kind, and let go of our dominator world view that has been programming all of us for centuries, and learn to live in partnership instead of domination, and nonviolence, and gratitude with all life. So I have just tips on how we can do this, how we can come into the realization that we are this amazing creature, Homo ahimsa, deep inside, and that basically our job is to let go of all these programs that have been causing us to do such violent things as eat animals and harm other people in wars, and now here we have the pandemics, and this is causing, as we were saying earlier, a lot of friction between people disagreeing over whether to wear masks or not, and whether there's going to be a forced vaccination or not. All these things are causing violent talk between people. We have to stop this. We have a job to do. We have got to create a world of love and peace. And by fighting each other and looking at this virus as a almost a wartime enemy, we're not getting there. We need to stop that. We need to get together and learn ways that we can express ourselves as Homo ahimsa. And, of course, as we help others learn about how veganism is so intricately connected to all of this, these problems that we're facing now, then we are doing something really important to turn this world around and get us away from wars, pandemics, and the root cause, animal agriculture, and the domination mindset that it came from. So, and actually also produced more of. The more animal agriculture there was, the more popular the dominator culture became, and the more it spread and to where we are now. So this is our big opportunity to transcend and to become this new creature. I say that, and then I remind myself, no, we already are that new creature. It's just that we have to let go of all these old programs.
Yes, I think you really have the solution at hand.
Well, I hope so. And it's what we've all vegan activists, animal rights activists, it's what we've been working on for decades and decades, setting the stage for this. And so now it's coming out. The truth is coming out, how intricately connected this is. I did want to let everybody know, how much time do we have left?
About 5 minutes.
Okay. I wanted to just let everybody know that especially if they're interested in getting involved in getting their churches or their places of worship to understand more about Homo ahimsa, who we really are. I'm the co-founder with Lisa Levinson and Thomas Jackson of the Interfaith Vegan Coalition. If we could get enough spiritual leaders to understand, to go vegan and to understand what vegan means. Vegan means living the golden rule, which is what they've always been teaching. It's no different. So I highly encourage you to go to the Interfaith Vegan Coalition website, and also, please, if there's any way you can do it, show Thomas Jackson's film, A Prayer for Compassion. So, is there anything else that you want me to mention, Marlene?
That's wonderful. That's wonderful, Judy. Thank you. Yes, your work with the Interfaith Vegan Spirituality, as well as all your environmentalism, and, of course, your great vegan books. And this is very exciting to connect with you as we celebrate World Vegan Day.
Yeah, I know.
Because I really believe that your book, Homo Ahimsa, Who We Really Are and How We're Going to Save the World, is the key to cultural transformation and peace, egalitarianism, sustainability, harmony. And it really is this transformation from Homo sapien into Homo ahimsa. And you have highlighted it and explained it to us beautifully.
Well, thanks. I hope so. We can't just sit around and wait for the next pandemic wave to come through and listen to the media that, you know, we're wondering if it's compromised at this point. And I think that's becoming more and more clear to everyone that it is up to us. I mean, how beautiful is that? How exciting is that? That it's in our hands. We can do this. And the first step is go vegan.
Yes, truly, Judy. And like you say, critical thinking, questioning authority, and veganism are essential if we are to create the world of peace that we want.
Beautifully said, Marlene. That's exactly right. Yeah, so important. Critical thinking, questioning authority. We vegans have always questioned authority, and this is no time to stop. If we can stay strong, we and keep this message in the forefront for everyone and stay together, we can do this and help others who are not yet vegan, help them to see, hey, here's something really important you can do. Wearing a mask, that is not going to save the world. Going vegan is. And we need to do is stay solid in our message that going vegan is what is going to stop the pandemics. And however we can do that, let's do it. And as you said, Marlene, keep questioning authority, and so that we can forge a clear path for ourselves. And to do that, we need to be united and stay together and with our common goal of making this world a place of nonviolence and kindness, loving kindness, and liberation for all animals on all people.
Beautiful. We're listening to Judy Carman, the author of Homo Ahimsa, Who We Really Are and How We're Going to Save the World. Judy is joining us via Skype in Kansas. And thanks again, Judy, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Well, thanks for having me, Marlene. I have loved every minute of it, and I hope I said a few things that will be encouraging and uplifting to people, because I think we really need to be in that soul place of safety, where we are certain of who we are, Homo Ahimsa, and we are going to create a beautiful world for all beings. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Very, very honored to be with you, Marlene. You've done so much amazing work, and you've helped bring about this beautiful world that we're working toward.
Thank you, Judy. And besides your website, peacetoallbeings.com, is there any other contact information that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
That they can definitely contact me through my website. Yeah, and I'm glad to receive emails from anyone that has any questions and anything like that. Yes, love to hear from you.
peacetoallbeings.com. Thank you, Judy.
Thank you, Marlene.
Okay, look forward to connecting with you again in the future.
Yes, thanks. Me too.
Okay,
bye-bye, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. Hear this program again at vegansradio.wordpress.com. Please join us again next week at the same time. And we'll go out with more of Joseph Peck with his song, Heartfully Awake.
And that involves eliminating animal agriculture right away. Just stop eating animal products, the product of tremendous suffering and cruelty that's brought so much suffering to this planet.